Now, the Federal Reserve is weighing the possibility of issuing an official digital U.S. currency. The Reserve put out an analysis last week that talked about the potential benefits and the risks involved with creating a digital dollar as cryptocurrencies start to become more and more mainstream. The Biden administration is also working on possible changes in federal policy over online assets, including these cryptocurrencies. We're learning more about what exactly a digital dollar would be, how it would function, and where the world of cryptocurrency might go from here. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you confused about what cryptocurrencies are or how they work? I promise you, you are not alone. What questions do you have? Do you own any cryptocurrencies? Can you tell us what you bought, why you bought it? Would you feel more comfortable using these things if they were backed by the federal government? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Allison Verspril is a reporter for Bloomberg News who covers cryptocurrency and regulation. Allie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Can you talk about why the Federal Reserve is looking at getting into the cryptocurrency market?
Sure. So as they lay out in the report that they released last week, there are a lot of potential benefits to having a U.S. sort of digital dollar. One of those is that you would have potentially cheaper, faster payments. That would include if you're making payments, you know, from the U.S. to other countries. They've also said that, you know, having a digital dollar in the U.S. could help sort of maintain the dollar's dominance on the global scale. You know, we've seen other countries, specifically China, moving forward with their own digital currency. And so, you know, all of that goes into the process of trying to come up with this decision.
Let's talk about the basics here. What would a digital dollar be? What would that mean as opposed to, you know, I can pay online with my credit card or something like that?
So it's a good question. It's actually one that I have asked as well, because I, you know, getting into this, it was one of the main things I wanted to know. And the way it was explained to me by, you know, someone that works at a crypto firm was currently, if you're paying with, say, a credit card or some other online means of payment, there's typically a lag time. I know all of us have probably had those moments where we go and buy something and or you're transferring money to someone on an application like Venmo, and it takes a little while to show up in your bank account. The main difference that I've been told is that this would now be immediate. You would have much faster transactions. You could potentially avoid some of the costs associated with the ways you currently transact. And so those are all some of the potential benefits.
What did this paper say about the benefits and risks of the U.S. doing this, of creating this U.S. central bank digital currency?
So like I said, you know, the big one was cheaper, faster payments. They also talked a lot about the potential for more financial inclusion, bringing more folks who are currently unbanked into the financial system. And, you know, some of the ways that the Fed talked about that was maybe having using a central bank digital currency to collect taxes, or maybe even to deliver, you know, benefit payments directly to citizens. And then that could potentially happen, you know, at a quicker pace. Some of the risks, you know, the main ones are really that they're concerned about financial stability and, you know, the impacts that this would have on the current system. One of the points that they raised was that it could reduce the total amount of deposits in the banking system. It could result on, you know, runs on financial firms, you know, people taking their money out if they can more easily sort of convert other forms of money into the central bank digital currencies. They also raised, you know, consumer privacy and the need to balance, you know, folks' privacy with also the need to have some transparency into these transactions to be able to deter criminal activity, you know, think money laundering or terrorism finance.
Part of the story here is that a bunch of other countries are doing it. Where have we seen around the world other countries do their own version of a central bank digital currency?
You know, China is really the big one and the one that you hear talked most about in the U.S. And, you know, we're expecting that to sort of be featured at the Winter Olympics. So I guess stay tuned to see if that happens. You know, you're also seeing other countries look into this. And the U.S. has talked about this as being a potential, you know, reason for them to move forward. you know, obviously they want to maintain the dominance that the US dollar currently has. And I think the one thing is that we still don't have a sense of timing. If the Fed in this paper said this was really only a first step, they just want to start a discussion, and that they currently aren't taking a position one way or another if they're actually going to move forward.
We're talking to Allison Verspril, reporter for Bloomberg News, who covers cryptocurrency, looking at the idea of a U.S.-backed digital dollar, a U.S., an official version of, you know, the Bitcoins and the other things out there. Also, we're going to talk about calls for more regulation of the existing cryptocurrency market. You could join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts or your questions, maybe your experiences if you've dabbled lightly or heavily in the world of these alternative currencies. 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller now. Zach is with us in Madison. Zach, hi.
Hi there. Is this Rob?
This is Rob. Yeah, go for it, Zach. What did you want to say on the air?
Rob, I know every president since Joe Biden, all the way back to Nixon, we're basically living on a fiat currency. So it's all this cash is fake. There's nothing backed up by a gold standard. And someday, somehow, somewhere, we're all going to have to pay for it. And it's just crazy. It's like the United States government has a printing press, and they think they're just going to keep printing all this cash.
Zach, thanks for the call. Zach, talking about our existing money, but Allison, what would a digital currency be backed by, if anything, or is it by data mining like the Bitcoins? What would be the source of these digital dollars?
So, for you know, the whole point of a central bank digital currency is that it would actually be backed by the Fed, and you know they tout this as a potential positive because right now we have, you know, these other types of coins out there. We have stable coins, which private companies will issue, and they're supposed to be, you know, pegged to the US dollar or other fiat currencies so that you could exchange them out one for one for normal currency. But there's been concern raised by lawmakers that these companies aren't keeping enough in reserve. And so, you know, the government has said that if they were to move forward with a central bank digital currency that, or digital dollar, if you will, that would help some of those address some of those potential concerns.
Thanks for that call, Zach, at 800-642-1234. While this is going on, Allie, you've also been covering calls from some in Congress, maybe some talks within the Biden administration about how we regulate these existing current cryptocurrencies. There are lots of them. I think Bitcoin is the most famous. What kind of talk is there out there now?
So there's a lot of talk, a lot of different industry or different agencies that are trying to, you know, figure out how to regulate the space. Currently, the White House, and we reported this at the end of last week, but the White House is working on an executive order that would essentially, you know, provide some guidance to agencies, direct them to write reports on, you know, different either benefits or risks, including the potential risk for illicit finance or the effects that these digital assets have on, you know, financial stability. So we're going to see potentially some direction from the White House on that. You know, elsewhere, we're seeing a lot of action. Currently, the Treasury Department is working on some rules that would require, you know, companies that sort of facilitate cryptocurrency transactions to report user data to the IRS. That was passed in a law last year in the big infrastructure package. And essentially what the government has said is that that would allow them to get some transparency into these transactions to, you know, make sure that people are actually paying the taxes that they owe. So that's something that's also on the horizon that we're keeping an eye on.
These are volatile products, a lot of these cryptocurrencies, and we just saw over the last week big drops in their value. Is part of the story here that there is talk of maybe more regulation of people not being able to do the things with these coins that they might have expected to be able to do?
You know, I will say volatility is one of the things that gets brought up most by lawmakers and the government. You know, they worry about how that affects the financial system. And like you said, we have seen some pretty big drops in the market over the last several days. You know, it's about 50% from a record high in November. So that's been discussed a lot in this Federal Reserve report and also in past analyses by the government. You know, how do you address that? How do you make sure that consumers are protected? So a lot of that is being talked about as they work on regulations or as Congress works on legislation on the Hill.
We're talking with Bloomberg News reporter Ali Verspril about the prospects for a U.S. digital dollar, a digital currency like Bitcoin, but backed by the U.S. government. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you like the idea of a digital dollar? Do you not fully understand it? Again, if so, you are not alone. Join in at 800-642-1234. And in the existing world of cryptocurrencies, have you personally taken the plunge and bought some of these things? Use them to buy things? Which ones? What led you into it? Do you like the idea? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email us, ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Right now, we're picking up our talk with Ali Verspril. She's a reporter for Bloomberg News with us today talking about cryptocurrency and the potential for a digital U.S. dollar. The Federal Reserve looking at that idea. Not a done deal yet. No timeline to get it. At this point, you could join in, though, at 800-642-1234. Do you feel secure making digital transactions now? Do you want more regulation or protections in federal policy? Would you feel more secure buying and selling digital dollars compared to the current system, the different products, the bitcoins and whatnot on the market? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's go back to your calls now with Mike in Rusk County. Mike, hi.
Hi. I hate the idea. I never did see the point. And I'm digitally literate. work in the IT space. I'm not some old fuddy-duddy out here. But I will tell you, when it comes to this particular idea, I am an old fuddy-duddy. We have a well-seasoned financial system that's based on a certain idea. And to go in there and completely do an upheaval and replace it all for what I consider to be a gimmick, that we don't know all the where's and what for's of it, I think it's awfully dangerous place to go or even consider. And I haven't seen a good, I missed the earlier part of the show, but I have not seen a good case for what our benefits are going to be. Everything you could do with digital money, you can do with virtual dollars.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Ali, that's part of why the Federal Reserve isn't going full speed ahead on it. There are concerns that people share with Mike.
Yes, and I think, you know, there are folks that are sharing concerns. The government has talked about some of its potential concerns. It's one of the reasons that they have said that this is really just a first step. They want to examine all of the risks and benefits. They've opened this comment period up to the public where people can actually submit their comments, provide their thoughts on risk or benefits. And those are all due by May 20th. And I will say, you know, we're expecting to see a lot more research on this as well. I know the Boston Fed is actually working on a report about the technology that could run a digital dollar. And so we're expecting that as soon as next month. You know, I think the Fed has laid it out. They think there are some potential benefits. They think there are some potential risks, and they really just haven't come to a decision yet. And so they're still evaluating all of that.
Mike, thanks for the call. And Mike used the word replace, Ali. And I think it's clear there's not talk of getting rid of our current dollars and cents to replace them with America coin or whatever it ends up being called. This would be in addition to. Do I have that right?
Yes. So the Fed in their report has stressed that this is not a replacement to the, you know, the current paper currency that we have. They want these things to work in tandem. They want them to work even with some of the products that are being offered by the private sector. So they're hoping that these things can sort of live in harmony, not replace each other.
Thanks again for that call. We'll go next to Rusty in Wauwatosa. Rusty, hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. You know, I worked in the securities area, and here's the problem. It's not backed by anything. It's like saying, Rob saying, hey, I'm going to sell some Rob coins. You know, you've got PayPal and everything, but it's backed up by money that's somewhere in a bank or an account. But, you know, I think if we go down this road, more and more companies are going to start promoting, you know, all kinds of coin, electronic coin, but it's not backed by anything. It's just fictitious. And yeah, some people have made millions of dollars, but a lot of people have lost millions of dollars too. It's way too dangerous. You know, if the government backs it, you know, somehow with real backing, I don't see a problem with that. But I just think there's too much danger here to go down this route.
Rusty, thanks a lot for the call. I think there is a Robcoin on the market, so they're out ahead of me. I can't start my own Robcoin. Also, Ferretcoin is taken. But Ellie, this is a concern a lot of people have that, I don't know, these digital currencies are maybe a consensual hallucination. I don't know. What do you think of what Rusty had to say?
So I'll stress that there are, you know, differences between what, you know, between what's out there currently. So there are normal cryptocurrencies, as you kind of think of them, you know, Bitcoin, you have Ether. There are also these stable coins, which are also issued by private companies. And as I mentioned before, those are supposed to be pegged to the US dollar or another fiat currency that's supposed to keep them more stable. Like I said, there has been talk of regulating those stablecoin issuers so that they have to be more like banks and, you know, have to show that they have enough in reserves to actually back these stablecoins. So that's something that's being talked about a lot right now on both the Hill and both in Congress, and that, or sorry, both the Hill and both, you know, within the executive branch. And then, you know, we have these potential central bank digital currencies, which would be backed by the Federal Reserve. And so there are a couple different things that are happening right now, and I don't want them to get confused. And that's all being discussed. You know, Congress and the White House are trying to do their best to, you know, figure out the path forward here.
Thanks again for that call, Rusty. We're talking to Ali Verspirl from Bloomberg News. She writes about cryptocurrency. We're talking about the idea of a U.S.-backed digital coin and other related issues to regulation and more. We'll go back to your calls now. Audi is with us in Green Bay. Audi, hi.
Hi. I'd just like to say that, you know, of course they want to take away Bitcoin from the people because it's something they don't have control over. And they've managed to put us into outrageous debt and outrageous inflation due to the incompetence of politicians and various others. I mine Bitcoin and I love it. And it's just, it's great and it's revolutionary. And you can't be putting your thumb down on this technology just because you're afraid of volatility. Volatility will subside once it becomes more mainstream, and they're just afraid of it because they want to take it and blow it up and take the power away from the retail investor. All right,
Audi, thanks a lot for sharing that. Ali, this Audi, clearly a core customer for alternative currencies and very skeptical, it sounds like, of the idea of working with a U.S.-backed cryptocurrency. It would defeat the point. Is that, I don't know, is that going to make it hard to sell to the community that currently uses this stuff?
You know, that's not something that we've really addressed yet in our reporting. But, you know, there are definitely proponents of the traditional cryptocurrencies. And, you know, they believe and have talked about the benefits that they see from those. And then there are also these proponents of the central bank digital currencies. And I've seen some overlap, you know, of analysts that are talking about both. And again, you know, like we talked about earlier, I think the idea is that they're hoping that these are, you know, two kind of separate things that may be able to exist with each other. And that's what the Federal Reserve has talked about. It's talked about not having the central bank digital currency, you know, being a replacement for paper currency. And, you know, in the past, Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, has talked about other types of digital assets like stablecoins being able to exist alongside a central bank digital currency. So I think the thought here is that they're trying to determine how they can continue to promote innovation while still regulating the space, and then, you know, continuing to see what the government can actually do on its end to ensure that it remains, you know, a dominant player in the financial system, global financial system.
And Audi also mentioned hopes that things like Bitcoin would become more mainstream. And I definitely wanted to ask you about that, Ali. This used to be, you know, some high tech people, maybe a certain criminal market, people skeptical of governments. it seems less fringe now, and it, like, it's getting more mainstream. How much is it though?
You know, we've definitely seen it becoming a bit more mainstream. We've seen more people joining and investing, and you see that with the prices going up. And it's also a reason, you know, the government has talked about this, and it's a reason why they're now trying to sort of get ahead of it. You know, if they feel like digital currency is here to stay, then they want to be able to get a handle on it, and they want to be able to regulate it. And so that's why you now see, you know, the White House stepping in and wanting to take a central role as well. So it's definitely something that's catching people's attention. It's no longer sort of sitting on the fringes, and the government's just going to let it slide. So they're looking at ways to regulate it.
In just our last few moments, Ali, it's clear from our conversation, you've got a busy beat to cover. What are you watching for next in the world of cryptocurrencies?
So, you know, we're watching a lot of things. We're trying to see if Congress is going to pass legislation. You know, Democrats even on their own had difficulties passing this big social spending bill that they were looking at the end of last year. So I think the big question remains to be seen is, can Democrats and Republicans agree on legislation this year? We know there's been some interest from both sides on stable coins, for instance. Like I said, that's been a really top focus because a lot of them would like issuers to be regulated more like banks. So we're keeping an eye on that. I'm keeping an eye on, you know, any regulation we see coming out of these agencies, in particular, the rules that are going to be coming from the Treasury Department on the reporting requirements for certain types of brokers. And I think, too, you know, I mentioned that the Federal Reserve didn't offer any sort of timing on a central bank digital currency. But I will note that Bank of America strategists today in a research note said that they think a U.S. digital dollar is inevitable, and they were predicting issuance happening sometime between 2025 and 2030. So
a lot to watch for. Thanks to our guest, Ali Verspril from Bloomberg News, looking at cryptocurrency and the idea of a U.S. digital coin.